While it might be said that the intuitive probings of Chopin are sounds in search of shape or formal structure, Beethoven comes from the other side, beginning with a structure like Sonata Allegro form and filling it with selected sounds. Beethoven composed a large number of first movements in sonata form, and in his later years he experimented. One such experiment is the first movement of his Opus 109 sonata in E major. Here he uses an extremely condensed, compact sonata form, giving us a perfect example for use within the constraints of time. A typical Beethoven first movement, whether piano sonata, symphony, or piece of chamber music, will consist of some 50 bars for the first theme group, 100 bars when the repeat is taken. In 109, this length is reduced to a meager 8.5 bars, and there is no repeat. Thus, the performer has to prepare carefully for a very abrupt surprise or interruption. We are aided by the simple, naive nature of the first theme, which skips along as if it might go on forever, before a dark cloud cancels out the sunshine. Once again, as with the Chopin, there are many choices an artist can make to express this drama. Since this first theme goes by so fast, thought needs to go into determining what the performer believes Beethoven wishes to say. There are many ways to begin. Here are five potential openings among numerous choices. The first is positive, but naive. This one is uncertain, tentative. The third has a bit of a swagger. And yet another skips lightly and is more childlike. And a fifth might be taken by those wishing to emphasize a more formal sonata opening. For the second half of this brief theme, things get even more interesting. Coming just before the sharp intrusion, should we perhaps convey naive confidence? Or some boldness? Then what of the nature of the interrupting diminished chord, which initiates the second theme group in bar 9? Should it be, perhaps, deeply thoughtful? Or ruthless? Or ominous? For the full second theme, we might choose a refined, thoughtful rendition. Thank you. or a more emotional one showing sympathy and a touch of anger. Moving along a bit less slowly would bring another meaning. Turning to the development, should we pay more attention to getting back to the original tempo, in other words, moving along again? Or should we probe more with respect to the dolce marking? Earlier we mentioned that Opus 109's shorter proportions offer a good opportunity to consider what I would call the important second and third rungs of artistry, creating a balanced architecture and expressing a message behind the notes. Here is one possible interpretation of the entire first movement, striving to observe Beethoven's carefully notated score in a full realization which brings thousands of subtleties which no score could or should try to present. Beethoven's roadmap is very clear and must be observed, but the journey itself is ours to make, needing to be embraced fully and lived by the performer in search of the intended message.